Facebook, here we are. Hello, it's Friday, which means it's Margaritas with Margarita. We are so happy to have you here to listen to the show by the celebrated certified financial planner who helps women flex their financial muscles. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, the producer of the show and founder of Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV, where these shows live. And tonight we have an amazing guest, as you can see, Robin Crane. She's a speaker, trainer, and business growth expert who hosts a TV show called The Financial G-Spot. Love that. Her mission is to help billions of people reach a place of ecstasy when it comes to their money and their relationships. She is also a four-time number one best-selling author. Her latest book is Make More Money, Help More People. So I'm going to throw the show over to Rita Chang. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in with us. And Robin, you are looking so festive. So tell us about your outfit.
I'm very
first
festive.
Of all, what are you drinking?
I feel like I'm frozen in time here just to make sure we have like an amazing beginning here. But I wanted to say this. Arriba! Okay. Well, this is great to have me. And I'm very, very happy to be here.
And we are so happy. So you got to tell us what you're drinking. And then you got to tell us about your festive outfit.
Okay. I'm glad you asked, because this would be weird to do a whole podcast without anyone knowing. But so first of all, my husband is as crazy as I am, if not crazier. And he has lots of costumes available anyway, but we tend to like to dress up for things. And we had a concert last night at our house. I used to be a singer songwriter, believe it or not. And a guy I used to tour with, his name is Chris Trapper. He was coming through town. And so we decided we'd do a small little concert, and he played and I got to play. And we were getting ready for the party probably like 4 days ago. And we were like, what are we going to have at the party? Okay, we'll have chips, we'll have salsa. And that was all it took for me to say, oh, we should dress up like the Three Amigos. And my husband pretty much did not skip a beat, got on his phone, got on Amazon. And we have pictures, we'll have to post them later, of the entire, actually five amigos, my whole family in costumes, including my almost one-year-old daughter. So it was pretty festive. And then I figured, oh my gosh, I was getting ready for this. And I'm like, what am I going to wear? Margaritas. We had these from last night, and this is grape juice, but margaritas and outfit. So I figured I'd come on very, very festive. I might be sweating bullets, but it's worth it for the entertainment.
I love it. So not only are you a growth expert, but you are very innovative, creative, and spontaneous. So we're so delighted to have you. So tell us about, to be a best time selling author, one time is already an achievement, but four times, tell us about your books and the most recent one.
Very kind. I don't want to minimize it, because I know it's, you know, to write a book is just an accomplishment. It's an accomplishment in itself. And I want to be proud of that and not be like a lot of women who are like, oh, whatever, it's not that big of a deal. Because the first book I wrote, it was like a major deal. I was like, actually, his name's Trevor Crane. And he came to me and he was like, honey, I want to become a number one best-selling author. No, that's not what he said. We were in the car outside Target, and we're in the car, and my husband says, we're going to become number one best-selling authors. And we got in a fight. I'm like, don't put that on me. I'm like, honey, you can do what you want, but I'm not going to commit to that. And I got really mad, and like to a point where he got out of the car, and I don't remember how that even worked, because I'm sure he was driving, but like, he got so mad at me, which doesn't happen very often, but like, diminishing his dreams is one of the things he really does not like. And I was just like, you can't put that on me. Like, it's fine. And he not only said that we're going to become number one best-selling authors, but also our daughter, who at the time she was seven, was going to become a best-selling author. And I thought I found it very frustrating for him to put that on me, because it scared the bejesus out of me, if I could be so crazy to say. And then really truly is a system. I mean, writing a book in itself is just like, you know, figuring out what you want to say and having a little bit of a voice. And I do speak and coach. So that wasn't the hardest part, but it's really more of a formula as far as how to become a number one best-selling author. But it's nice that you're impressed by me, but my daughter actually had her first best-selling book. It actually got published when she was 8 years old. It's called The Three Ninja Kitties. And because my husband learned this formula and he got committed to making this happen, and she now has, I think, 10 best-selling books. and she's turning 14 this week. And my husband, I think, has 12 best-selling books. And so we're starting to look at my 3-year-old son, 1-year-old daughter going like, you guys are slackers. You know, this is pretty embarrassing. So soon my 3-year-old son will have a best-selling book. But so far I'm the one with only 4. So,
oh my goodness. No, not only 4. And what are the titles so that we can share with our viewers?
Oh my gosh. Do I even know? Like, really, let me give you the 2 that I really care about, because the others are, I can't. Oh yeah. I remember what they are. I do remember what they are, but my first book is called Mind Over Money Management. And that was kind of my very first baby. That was really important because I was doing a lot of money coaching when I was a financial advisor. And it's really more about the mind. I feel like it's really hard taking me seriously with this hat on. Not that you need to take me seriously, but I'm going to take it off. I was working with a lot of parents of young kids, and it was a lot more about the beliefs and behaviors of money. So that's really about, well, how it's actually the subtitle. I have it here. I think. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I'll show you these 2 books since we can do show and tell.
Yay.
Strategies your financial advisor won't give you, which was a little bit crazy to say when I was a financial advisor, and it sounds mean to you, you know, as a financial advisor, but the point is that typically in the industry, and I know because I've interviewed you on my podcast, Rita, is that we, especially women, do things very, very differently. And this is not about women necessarily, but it was more about not doing things the traditional way. And so that's why I used that subtitle. And this was originally called the 10 steps to overcoming your money issues or something like that. And so then we came up with a much better title. So that's also to show you, you don't have to be perfect. And then this is my latest book, Make More Money, Help More People. And the others were co-authored, but this is my other baby. Now that I help female financial advisors grow their business, it's not about making money. It's actually about helping people. But the way to get there is by making money, as you should, because you deserve it for providing the value that you bring to the table.
Thank you so much. I love that. And that actually is a great segue because you are a growth expert, and part of growing means growing your business and growing revenue. And so if you don't mind, why don't you share with us a little bit about your TV show and how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, well, the TV show, actually, we're not doing it anymore, but we had it called The Financial G-Spot, which is very risque, as you can tell, coming on to this, I'm very different. But that show we did actually years ago on the Grant Cardone Network. So that was a nice opportunity to get out there. But what I noticed with that was that there, you know, people are focusing on the wrong thing. And this silly thing about, you know, ecstasy, this amount of ecstasy, but kind of like having, can I say the O word on this? Okay. Having a financial orgasm, yeah, that's really, really inappropriate to say here. So that was the idea of that. It's like when you focus on one area and you put attention there, that you can have some ecstasy in that regards. But now I'm all focused on really helping female financial advisors and professionals like insurance and stuff grow their business. And a lot of it, it's interesting that you said business growth expert, like it's, you know, about growing your business and other things, because I think so much of you being able to grow your business is being able to grow yourself. And I talk a lot about the importance of stretching outside your comfort zone. And the only way to get what you want that you don't already have is to really stretch outside your comfort zone. And actually, I'll tell you a little story, because this is just from last night as well. And I was just posting on Facebook because I had a little proud mama moment. But last night, as I said, Chris Trapper, this amazing singer-songwriter, performed. And I opened my mouth and said, I used to be a singer-songwriter. So of course, like I ended up being on the little whatever stage and playing some songs. And my daughter, the one I was talking about who has these books, who's turning 14 on Sunday, she plays the ukulele a little bit, and she sings really, really well. And I said, Phoenix, I said, how about, you know, like I just play, like, how about you go play a song? Like, I'd love to hear you play the ukulele. And she's like, no way. There's like, she's like freaking out. She's like, there's no way I'm going to do that. And she had like maybe 7 friends over, because it was her little birthday party as well. She's like, there's no way I'm doing that. And I'm like, I'll give you $100. I just said it. I'll give you $100. And she's like, $100. Okay. Like as if the girl needs $100, you know, we give her everything, but she's like, $100. I happen to have $100 in my wallet, which rarely happens, but I did, which felt like very real to be like, it's $100 cash. I would show it to you right now, except that it's now in her wallet. So I spoiled punchline, but she said, I'll do it for $100. And so I said, deal. And so, she went up there and had her friends like backing her up. And at first I had this kind of maybe guilt moment for, you know, for a second, like maybe I shouldn't be bribing my daughter $100. Like maybe I was worried about the judgment, which a lot of women, you know, that I work with are concerned about the judgment of other people. What are they going to think about me? Like I'm giving my daughter $100. I'm bribing her to sing on stage here. And then I had like, that was just a quick moment. And then I'm filming her and watching her sing. And I almost cried because I was so proud. And I was afterwards, I'm like, that was the best $100 I've ever spent, like worth every single penny. And I was thinking about it kind of like about, you know, sharing this story with some of my clients. And I was on Facebook Live earlier today, and I was talking about how I'm actually really, really proud of that bribe. And the, like, what is it really teaching my daughter? Because typically parents are teaching their kids to work hard, work hard, work hard. And I have to keep reframing my clients on that belief. Like it's not actually about working hard. And we all know this, work smart, not hard, but most people don't do that. Most people like know that if you're ambitious and you work hard enough, you'll get results. But I did that for many years as a financial advisor, but I didn't always get results. You know, I would work really, really hard and it was still really challenging. And I'd have a lot of self-doubt and I'd kind of hit a wall. I'd keep going, but then I'd want to give up. And then I'd think about getting a job. And like all this stuff would come up. And I didn't really have in my mind that it's about value. It's about the value you provide, not the time that you spend. And I was thinking about this with my daughter. Like she made $100 in less than 3 minutes. And I'm like, that's awesome. I want to teach that all day long. Here, babe, have $100. What did she do? She provided value to me, to the other people there, to Chris Trapper, who's a phenomenal singer-songwriter, who said, I'll pay afterwards. He was joking or maybe serious. He said, you know, Phoenix, that was so good. He's like, I'll pay you $101 to sing one of my songs that I play on ukulele. You know, and I'm like, awesome. We got to get her to do that. But I'm like, that's amazing to be able to teach her that it's about the value you provide, not the time that you spend. And this, we created a memory and we were able to have this experience, and then she'll never, ever forget that. So I was really, really proud of that. So I think so much more about just growing your business is actually about growing yourself and really stretching outside your comfort zone to be able to get that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can call it a bribe, but it was an incentive, right? If that's what it took to get her to be courageous enough to take the first step, then hey, that it's an investment, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so we want to make sure that we leave our viewers and listeners with some pearls of wisdom. We know that you're a financial advisor. I had the opportunity to be on your podcast, but what's some actionable advice that you can share to help people grow personally and professionally?
So one, I would say, just piggybacking what I said, is stretch outside your comfort zone every day. I'm trying to get my daughter to stretch outside her comfort zone every day. And she doesn't get it. You know, she's like, why? I don't get it. I don't know why I need to do this. You know, it's like watching a tree grow. If you watch a tree grow or a flower grow, like you'll never be able to see the growth, but you plant the seed. When you plant the seed and then, you know, you turn around and before you know it, look how much it's grown, just like you. And so if you want to grow personally, you want to grow professionally, then for sure, number one, you got to stretch outside your comfort zone. I think that goes along hand in hand with taking risk, right? Because if we could just, I think the biggest risk for women, especially, and I work with women, is that we're afraid that someone's going to judge us. And I just said that in this story, is that, you know, your biggest fear is that someone's going to judge you. And what are they going to think about me? And that means like, if you're going to like take that risk that someone might not like you, you actually have the opportunity to transform more lives. So I would say number two kind of piggybacks that, you know, more around mindset, is take risk and risks, I should say, and be willing to not have people like you for the sake of transformation.
I love that. And then Robin, where can people find you?
Easiest way you could go, if you're a female financial advisor, actually you can go to femalefinancialadvisors.com. I'm actually not practicing financial advisor anymore. I'm still a CFP, but I don't do that stuff, but I do help you grow your business. So if you're a female financial advisor, you can go to femalefinancialadvisors.com. But the easy way to find me, if you can spell my name right, it's robincrane.com, and find me on Instagram. I mean, it's just, yeah, look it up. You find it, right? Robin Crane. It's RobinCrane. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn are kind of, and YouTube are the ones I hang out most at.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in with us for Margaritas with Margarita. We loved having you.
Yes, we absolutely loved having you both. What a joy this is. You just, you sparkle, Robin, and you're an inspiration. I'm excited to have you be part of our incandescent family, which Rita is a huge part of, and bringing all of these amazing people onto her show is so exciting. So you and I will talk a little bit more offline about how we can get more of your wisdom out there. And Rita, thank you. 15 minutes of wisdom about financial savviness with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. So we will talk to you again next Friday when Renee Norse comes on. Rita, tell us just a little bit about Renee. She's a good friend of yours.
So Renee Norse is a female CFP pro based on the West Coast, or as Renee says, the Left Coast. And what I absolutely love about Renee is her passion for helping women and her focus on financial planning. In fact, she says this is the focus of financial planning, not asset management. So she's going to come on and share her wisdom with us.
Fantastic. So next Friday, another 15 minutes of fun and tips about flexing those financial muscles with Margarita Chang. Thank you, Robin Crane. We're so excited to have you here. Fabulous outfit. We will talk to you all soon, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.